identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
There we go. That takes me back to the Back to the Future, doesn't it? Power of Love. That's when Marty gave the kiss to his girlfriend right there by the, after, you know, the guy was shaking the can, saved the clock tower, or it was the woman, saved the clock tower. And, did they save the clock tower? I don't even remember. Back to the Future, though, was so great, wasn't it? What an awesome movie. It's Mike McKay along with you as we jump into the 7 o'clock hour at 7:04. On this Thursday morning, the day after, hopefully you had a nice Christmas. Next up, New Year's. Are you ready for it?
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes you're crazy, then you wonder why. I'm such a baby. Dolphins make me cry, but there's nothing I can do.
And more. 105.7
In a western town, a dead end world.
1057 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Coming up later this hour, another edition of Wait, What Happened? And the story out of China, this is crazy. A guy falls down into an abandoned well, and even though people had heard him, it took them days to actually rescue him from the well because they were afraid to take him out of the well. Wait, what happened? Yes, I will fill in all the blanks, and I'll tell you about it a little bit later on this hour, right here on 105.7 CFW. Right now is Billy Joel.
I never said you had to. Uh-huh. We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Journey any way you want on 105.7 CFW. Make sure you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone. You could text us through it. I get a lot of texts from listeners in the morning letting me know that you're up and at it where you are, getting your day started. Love to hear from you. Thank you so much for that. And matter of fact, if you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone, drop me a text through the 105.7 CFW section, which should be your home station. You should have that designated that way, because that way every time you open that Civic Media app, there we are. Just say, go to my home station, and there we are. Anyway, make sure you have that, too, because you could be winning. You want to try out that Hot Pot restaurant on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire? Your opportunity is every day over the noon hour, weekdays over the noon hour. Laura McKenna will have a keyword for you. Be listening. She'll give it to you. You could text in through that Civic Media app, and you could be a winner. Okay, so make sure you've got that app. Plus, you can listen to us through that app anywhere, anytime. We're always right there in the palm of your hand. You can access our website. Yes, it really is. I mean, let's face it. You got a bunch of apps on your phone. Get one that you'll actually use. Okay? The Civic Media app.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
It's a Bjork's Grand Musical Christmas featuring great benefits like Silent Night, without that annoying pa-rum-pum-pum, from rain and hail and blizzards and snow, which can often lead other roofs to a blue, blue Christmas. Oh, and by the way, Bruce, Chris, and all the elves at the workshop at Bjork's Grand want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and wish you a very Happy New Year. And may God bless you and everyone you love.
Looking for a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional hot pot, freshly made sushi, and a dinner buffet featuring crab legs and oysters. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience. Located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road, Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, where fresh flavor meets endless possibilities.
You got too far this time, but I'm dancing on the Valentine. I tell you, somebody's fooling around with my chain.
1057 CFW, Mike Piquet, along with you. Make sure you're following us on Facebook. Great way to stay in touch with what we're up to. And also on Facebook this morning, I'm just curious, with New Year's right around the corner, we're just a few days away from 2025, and I don't know if you make a New Year's resolution or not, but if you have you ever made a New Year's resolution and you actually stuck to it? And all these years later, it's still intact, I guess you could say. Head over to our Facebook page, 1057 CFW, or my Mike Piquet page. And if you have not clicked that like button yet on the 1057 CFW Facebook page, make sure you do so. So have you ever made a New Year's resolution and you actually stuck to it? All right, let's hear about it this morning. Go ahead and brag.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
Choose my color, find your star.
CFW, I have a great, wait, what happened? Story coming up in just a few minutes about a guy in China fell down into an abandoned well. He was in there for days. Even though people were walking by, they were afraid to help him out. Wait till you hear why they were afraid, okay? I'll tell you in 6 minutes.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
we'll be right back. Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
CFW, who can it be now? A minute work. It's Mike McKay along with you. All right, time for another edition of Wait, What Happened? Here's a guy in China. He fell down a 40-foot well, an abandoned well, and suffered some pretty bad injuries, but the man said after he was rescued that he was pretty sure that he was going to be able to be rescued in a very short period of time because while he was yelling out, he could hear people kind of in the area walking by, going by. He could hear people talking. But no one was helping him. It took about 3 days before they actually, people in this village, actually helped the man out of the well. And you might be saying, why? Well, villagers explained after he was finally rescued that they were afraid to do so. They stayed away from that location in the well. They heard the yells and the screams from there, but they thought that it was a ghost that was actually in the well, and they were afraid. They were afraid to go to the well because the ghost would get them. Finally, someone was brave enough to actually go up there, a police officer who went to the well and saw Mr. Liu, the 22-year-old man who was trapped. He was in pretty rough condition, but he was pulled out. He was taken to a hospital, treated for his injuries. He will fully recover. He may not talk to anybody in this village anymore, but he should be just fine and dandy. I'm not going over there. It's a good, 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 good. Is anybody else thinking that this is like something out of Scooby-Doo?
the Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
You're thinking presents, and Muldoon's is thinking percents. Percents off. Just in time for Christmas, take 20% off shoes, neckties, Grand River jeans, and majestic fluffy robes. How about 20 to 50% off sweaters? 20 to 70% off casual shirts, 25 to 70% off sport coats, and 70% off special groups of suits. Muldoon's carries sizes small to 4X tall. Find the perfect gift at Muldoon's Menswear, South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection officials are reminding residents to be wary of potential scams during the holiday season. This time of year is a particularly popular time for residents to donate money to local nonprofits to give back for the holidays, but officials are warning that some scammers may attempt to pose as nonprofit representatives. Residents should confirm that the organization they're donating to is legitimate, and DATCP officials recommend donating directly to known local organizations. A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources rule banning the carrying of firearms while fishing has been temporarily lifted. Last week, the Republican-controlled Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules announced the change and reiterated their intent to make that change permanent in the future. The rule was the subject of a lawsuit against the DNR by a conservative legal group, and the agency agreed to repeal the rule as part of a settlement agreement. The DNR is still reminding anglers it's illegal to shoot fish even with the rule change. A Chautauqua woman accused of vehicular homicide stemming from a fatal accident earlier this year has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, 57-year-old Barbara McLennan was charged with homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in March following the fatal crash in Dunn County on February 25th. Law enforcement authorities say the crash occurred near Highway F, and their initial investigation found McLennan had attempted to pass a vehicle moving slowly in front of her, causing the head-on collision. Eau Claire health officials say they've seen another decrease in the flu vaccine rate this year, but haven't seen an uptick in hospitalizations so far. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, only about 28% of Eau Claire County residents have received a flu shot, about 6 percentage points lower than last year. Health officials are still encouraging residents to get the flu vaccine and warn that even though hospitalizations are low right now, they could pick up over the winter as people spend more time indoors. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
CFW.
We can solve any problem.
There's Paul Young, Every Time You Go Away, 105.7 CFW, song originally done by Daryl Hall and John Oates. And their version of that song is fantastic, by the way, but was never a hit for them. It's Mike McKay along with you. Happy Thursday. Hope it's going to be a great day today for you. Here's Heart.
90s and more. 105.7 CFW.